everybody. Yes, it's me once again, your friendly Radio 2 announcer, here to tell you that this is Radio 2 broadcasting through the wonder of modern science to the universe, the world, and parts of Huddersfield.
This fella gets right up my nose.
I see that little ignorant prat still trying to get his spoke in, is he? Well, he's met his match with me.
Look, pal, just say what you've got to say and then sling your rotten hook.
What a wonderful thing education is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is still Radio 2, and you are about to be entertained by 30 minutes of Jolly Japes and Jolly Wheezes from, and this is the important bit, the one and only, never to be repeated at this price, for a limited season.
Say, someone and the Grumbleweed, you bum pot.
Someone and the Grumbleweed, you bum pot. Thank you.
Thank you, ladles and jelly spoons, for that rapturous welcome.
What's on the television?
A bowl of fruit and a picture of it. He falls for it every time, doesn't he? Well?
Well, what?
What do you think? About what, old lad? Should we go or not?
What are you on about?
Whether we should go or not. I think we should.
We should what?
Go.
Go where?
Pity to miss it.
To miss what?
We don't have to get the chance.
For what?
To have a look round.
Yeah, but to look round what?
I'm not forcing you to go.
Go where? For what?
To see what it's like.
But to see what's like.
We won't know till we get there.
Flipping no. Won't know what what's like until we get where.
You mean you don't know?
Well, if we knew, we wouldn't be asking.
Asking what?
Asking where you think we should go to look round what something's like that we don't know what it is until we get there.
You've got me confused.
He's got you confused. You were the one that started it all.
Started what?
Started going on about going to look round somewhere to see what it's like.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea, yeah? Let's go, eh?
Go where?
I don't know. You suggested it.
I can't say much more of this. I'm going.
Going where?
No idea. I'll get me coat.
Get mine while you're at it. I'll go with you.
I don't believe this. My head's spinning. It feels like a bucket of goldfish.
If you're not feeling well, you should stay here, and me and Ratface will go an hour around.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Right, just go and leave me in peace.
Right. Where are we going, old gaffer?
Don't ask me, I'm following you.
Oh, no, this is all we need. Noddy and Big Ears.
Right, is anybody going?
Yes, because me and Ernest are that. We are, Nate.
We are. We wouldn't miss it for the world. Mm.
For the last time, where are you going?
The Antiques Roadshow.
Exactly. The Antiques Roadshow's at the Village Hall.
Yes, me and Geoffrey love antiques, don't we, Geoffrey?
We do, Ernest.
I met Mrs. Rubbish in an antique shop.
How much was she?
Go on, have a good one. That's it. Take the mickey out of a soft-hearted old man. You don't know what it's like to love somebody.
Don't upset yourself, old gaffer.
57 years ago, last Tuesday, since Mrs. Rubbish and I were married.
Ah, oh, that's wonderful. 57 years. Why didn't you have a party, old lad?
She left me 2 days after the wedding. It's all here in my old family album.
Hey, look at that family album, Geoffrey.
I am doing, Ernest. It's beautiful, isn't it? Leather bound, brass lock on it.
Hey, look at this picture here. Have you ever seen such a big, fat, ugly man? Look at the size of his nose. It's like a turnip. Who is it, old lad?
My mother.
Oh, yeah. She's very pretty, isn't she?
Hang on a minute. What's this monkey doing? Squatting down in front of her on the floor.
That's my sister.
Ah, yes, she's pretty too, isn't she?
Anyway, what are we taking down to this antiques roadshow to make a few bob?
Well, what have we got that's antiquated and been lying around unnoticed for years?
Oh, I can't cope. I just cannot cope.
Look no further.
What's the problem, Fraser?
What's the problem? I need an electrician. That chest freezer's on the blink again. It's 2 foot deep in water. I've just rescued 200 soggy mince pies. There's 4 dozen cod portions swimming up and down it. My strawberry gâteau sunk without trace. I've spent the last half hour in there, in my wellington boots, giving the kiss of life to a pig's head. Oh, I just can't come.
Well, answer the door then.
There's nobody at the flipping door.
You won't be told, will you?
I'll see what it is. Holy smoke!
The vicarage must be on fire.
Can I help you?
I think it might be a matter of, can I help you, Arkid?
It's my favourite television actor from my favourite soap opera, what takes place in Brookside. It's Barry Grant, otherwise known as Paul Usher.
Hello, lads. Say, hey, I hope I'm not disturbing you, like.
Toolbox, quick.
What for?
I've seen this dipstick in that Brookside. Screw everything down.
Now, that's not a nice thing to say to someone who, out of the kindness of his heart, has come along to do you a favour.
Just a minute, pal. I know the way you operate, and I wouldn't trust you as far as I could...
Hey! Hold on a minute, pal. You're him, aren't you? I don't believe it.
You don't believe what, Mr. Musher?
You?
Me?
I thought so. It's him.
Well, I didn't know it was him, did you, Jeffrey?
I didn't, Tony.
No.
Fancy Uncle Nasty being important.
Yeah.
What stroke are you trying to pull now, pal?
Are you a bit of a divvy or something? He's got to be a divvy, hasn't he?
Don't try soft soap in me, Usher. You are after something.
You're dead right.
Told you.
Could I have your autograph, please? Top of the heap you are with me, our kid. And he said there'd never be another Paul Newman. As far as I'm concerned, you're the greatest. Comes straight from the heart, that does. Come on, now. Sign the autograph, will you?
Do you know, he's really quite a nice lad when he gets to know him. There you are, my mate. There you are. Eww, what a nice lad.
And to think you didn't trust him.
Well, I wrongly thought he was after something.
Me? Never. Cross my heart and hope to die in a cellar full of Man United supporters. People have always thought bad of me. Ever since I was a kid. In Fazakerley.
Fazakerley?
Fazakerley?
Exactly. Do you know, my own parents gave me the elbow when I was a baby. Had to put me in at home.
Oh, this is terrible. What a lovely lad.
It can't have been very nice being in a home.
It was a nightmare in that home.
In what way, Mr. Russia?
Well, the other dogs kept biting my legs. All the teachers added in for me at school, you know.
Kept picking on you, did they?
All the time. And all because it was hopeless at algebra.
That's not fair.
Well, I said it was in West Africa.
And where is algebra?
North Africa.
Oh. Which school did you go to then, my mate?
St. Borstal's.
Hey, that sounds like one of them posh schools.
All I've ever done is to be kind, considerate, and helpful to other people. When I think of the way I've been degraded.
Degraded?
Me gear, me clothes.
What about your clothes, old lad?
Sally Army.
You had to get your clothes from the Sally Army.
Yeah. I didn't mind the scare, but the bonnet looks stupid. People think I'm a scally, you see. So it's something you've just got to live with. I won't keep you, I've got to try and go now and earn a few bob for me, scoff and find a place to keep.
There's no justice in this world.
It's a sad reflection on this so-called caring society.
Right, yes, yes. So, what sort of work are you looking for, Mr. Gusher?
Well, I can say I'm on to most things, odd jobbing, building me place. I noticed you have a few loose flakes on the roof.
Well, why don't you repair them for us?
Oh, you don't mean that, do you?
Of course we do, all that. It'll put a few bob in your pocket.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't charge you much with you being pals of mine, like.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, it's true what old William Shakespeare said, you know.
And what's that, lad?
From the ashes of disaster grow the roses of success.
I thought that was from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Jethro.
It just shows you how we're lacking in education, really.
It does.
Anyway, about this roof, my mate, can you give us a quote?
Of course I can. To be or not to be, that is the question.
Well, that sounds reasonable enough to me. Here, we've got a bit of damp once seen to as well, Mr. Slusher. It's over there in that corner.
That's not damp.
Well, what is it then?
What's the Leeds Manchester Canal making detour? Could cost you a few quid to get this houseboat right, you know.
We thought of applying for a grant.
You're looking at one. The damp on that wall is really bad.
We know. That's why we stuck that old picture up to try and hide it.
Picture? Let's have a look. Oh, I don't believe it. That's a genuine...
A genuine? Genuine what, Mr. Crusher?
A genuine example of a statty owl print that you've been conned into buying.
We got it from a car boot sale.
Yeah, well, you've been better off buying the car boot and sticking that on the wall. Right, I'll do the roof and the damp for the tenner.
What a fabulous fella you are, my mate.
Right, I'll make a start now by taking down this owl painting.
I'll get it for you, lad. Here we are. Ah, there you are. Look, here. There's a signature on the bottom. Do you know, I've never noticed that before.
What's it say, old gaffer?
It starts with a C.
Oh, yeah, that'll be his initial.
What's his last name, then?
Onstable.
Oh, him. Have you heard of him, then, my mate?
Yeah. That's Charlie Onstable. Well, he did loads of rubbish like this. It's worth about half a quid if you're lucky. I'll tell you what, though. The frame of this owl picture, it's just right for a photo I have of my owl gran and my owl grandad. The only two people who ever really loved me.
Oh, it gets you right there, doesn't it? You take it, Mr. Flusher. You're a man after my own heart.
Oh, no, Fred. Look, ignore this geezer, Paul, old mate. He tells lies like there's no tomorrow.
This is Mr. Flusher, Fred. He's going to do a few building repairs for us.
Building repairs? You should have come to see me.
I didn't know. You dabbled in building, Fred.
Who do you think built Empire State Building in New York, then?
You try telling us he did it on his own in a minute.
Talk sense. I had to have a lad with me to mix him in. Hey, listen. When I got back home, I was sitting in our kitchen watching our Enid invent television. When there were a knock at back door, it was Christopher Wren.
Come off it, Smither. Christopher Wren at your back door.
He said, "Hey up, Fred lad, I need help."
Hang on, Fibber. Christopher Wren died in 1723.
I'm not surprised, because he wasn't looking well when I saw him. He says, "How do you fancy building a cathedral?" I said, "I think I can fit it in. I've got a couple of days before I swim Atlantic."
Ignore him, Paul. Just ignore him, mate.
Actually, I'm dead impressed with this fella.
Aye, and I'm dead impressed with that painting you've got on your hand, old lad. If I'm not mistaken, a genuine constable.
You what?
Genuine constable, I ought to know. Christie's and Sotheby's are always asking me to value their stuff.
Hey, yeah, look at the time there. I should be down at the post office, cast me gyro.
He's condoms.
Give me that picture, Usher. Otherwise, I'll swap your ears round.
No problem. Hear that? Look, I'll be down tomorrow to fix your roof.
Don't bother. I didn't like him from the minute he walked in.
Hey, just fancy. We own a genuine constable. How much is it worth, Fred?
Oh, you'd get about 20 quid for it at auction.
Just imagine, 20 quid. And that thieving swine, he told us it were only worth 50p.
In fact, it's Arlene's birthday tomorrow. I'll give you 20 quid for it now for a present.
Fred, you can have it for a tenner.
Sound very much. Here you are.
Sold.
I never thought I'd ever be grateful to Fred Fibber.
Hey, tell us, Fred. I mean, how did you know it were a genuine constable when you saw it?
You're joking. You never forget your own work when you see it.
Unforgettable. And that's what you are. Unforgettable.
Yes, and that music tells us once again that it's time to visit our forgetful friends, the Amnesias. This week, Mr. and Mrs. Amnesia are planning a railway journey to see a relation.
Now then, dear. The last time we went to see cousin... What's her name, dear?
Oh, dear.
The person we're going to stay with.
Oh, I can never remember. Describe her, dear.
Well, whenever we see her, she has a bright red...
nose, dear.
Oh, dear.
No.
Well, it's long and has a fringe round the edge.
Oh, I don't know anybody with a nose like that, dear.
No, dear. It hangs from her shoulders.
You're sure she's not an elephant?
A bright red cape! That's it. A bright red cape.
We're not going to see Santa Claus, are we, dear?
No, dear, not Santa. Clara! That's it, it's Clara!
No, I could have sworn it was Santa. So it's Clara Claus. Oh. Can't say old Santa being a woman.
No, Clara's our cousin, dear.
Oh, I'd no idea we were related to Father Christmas, dear.
No, dear, Clara has nothing to do with Father Christmas.
Oh, has she divorced him then, dear?
No, she's our cousin, dear, and we're going to stay with her.
Where does she live, dear?
Up north, darling. Darling.
Oh, you haven't called me that in years. Petal?
Why are you calling me Petal, dear?
Because you called me darling, Petal.
I called you darling, Petal, dear.
Yes. You said she lived up north, darling.
Darlington! Oh. That's it, that's where she lives, you think.
So, how do we get there?
We have to change, dear.
Oh, I'm not changing, dear. Once I've got dressed in the morning, that's me for the day.
No, dear, we change at the railway station.
Nobody's watching me take my clothes off, dear. Oh, no, you better forget it. I don't want to go and see Santa Claus anyway, dear.
Why, dear?
Because all he brought me last Christmas was a rotten pair of socks.
Oh.
Hey, you lot.
Oh, heck, it's Mr. Nosher.
What is it, old lad?
Am I going to do anything on this charity concert, or aren't I? I mean, I'm not here for the good of me health, you know.
I've had a brilliant idea for old Mr. Blusher.
And before we go any further, it's Usher. Paul Usher. Have you got it? I mean, if I want to be insulted, I can go and watch Everton.
Ladies and gentlemen, Magnificent Grumbleweed Movies are proud to present a story that is stranger than fiction because it is true. This is a story that will stir the imagination.
You couldn't stir a bowl of porridge.
Oh, Jeffrey, I could just eat a bowl of porridge.
And look at Ionis.
Yes, we love porridge, me and Jeffrey, don't we, Jeffrey?
We love it, don't we? Love it to death. Love it.
Every morning. Every morning.
We have it every morning.
Nice and lumpy.
Nice and lumpy. Must be lumpy.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thick, lumpy porridge.
Oh, it tears on your chest.
You speak for yourself.
For crying out loud, shut up about rotten porridge. Carry on.
As I was saying... This is a story of man's unquenchable thirst for porridge. I mean knowledge.
Where's the nearest ale house? I could murder a pint.
I'm talking about a quest. A trek into the unknown. A journey to where no man has gone before.
I've never seen a film about Bootle.
Not Star Trek. Not Star Trek 2. We present Star Trek 6 and 7/8. Lights, camera, put the chip on a low light. And cue music for the greatest space adventure of all time.
The sun has got his hat on. The sun has got his hat on. And he's coming
up. Hold it. We're not going up that high.
Hey, just hang on. We love that music, don't we, Jeffrey?
We do, Ernest.
Oh, sure. Yes. We sang that song when we were at Edna Pairbright's 12 Dainty Dots, didn't we?
Yes, we did, Ernest. Yes. God bless Edna Pairbright. Yes. I remember Babes in the Wood, 1952.
I wore a green leotard.
I wore in shimmering pink.
You were, And we sang that song, didn't we? Yes.
The sun has got his hat on. Hey, hip, hip, hooray. The sun has got his hat on. And he's coming out to play.
Have you ever done such a load of slacking your life? Don't encourage him. What has that got to do with what we're doing?
It might have nothing to do with what you're doing, but it's very important to me and Geoffrey.
Exactly. Yes. Very important. If we hadn't been Dainty Dots, we'd never have been Fairy Sunbeam.
Correct. Well, I'm sure we all feel better for knowing that. Look, just cue the proper music for our special northern version of...
Space by Gum. Like as not, Final Frontier. Where we boldly go, where no man has boldly gone afore. After or since.
Captain's log, star date, 4:30, Pancake Tuesday. Spaceship Enterprise has just blasted off from Cape Castleford. Destination, Rugby League Cup Final on Jupiter. My name is Captain James T. Quirk.
Forgive the intrusion, Captain.
What is it, Mr. Speck? Hey up and thither.
Look at the state of his ears, the pointed.
That's because he's a Vulcan.
You could open a tin of pineapple chunks with them ears.
Forgive the intrusion, Captain, but might I suggest we synchronise our watches?
Good idea, Specky, old lad. Men, synchronise your watches. Eat by gum and nub at just.
1800 hours.
3:30.
Bonfire night.
Well, the big hand's on Mickey's big toe and the little hand's dropped off.
2:30, hey, they're still open. I could still make it a pint, you know.
We go in search of infinite wisdom by the heck and say out. As we set forth on
ow!
Our...
Ow!
What's up with you?
I've just banged my shin on that big lump of wood.
That's the captain's log.
Wasn't that funny?
That was funny, wasn't it, Ernest? Oh. You could open a tin of pineapple chunks with them
ears. Forgive the intrusion, Captain, but might I suggest that we lock into our coordinates?
Hey, try that cable with me, pal. I'll smack you like my job.
That wasn't what you meant by the Ekan Sezo.
I'm a new member of this crew. What's this spacecraft like?
The U.S. Enterprise is recognised as being the most sophisticated spacecraft ever built. Technologically perfect and totally and completely computerised.
Hey, up and sure, Captain. I'm a bit worried about booster rocket.
Why, Scotty?
It just fell off.
That's terrible. No, but just and choose out.
Forgive the intrusion, Captain, but that could spell disaster.
It could what?
Spell disaster.
Okay. D-I-S-A-S-T.
No. Now, what can we do to propel ourselves forward to escape the Earth's gravitational pull?
Ask Al Speck to stick his head out the window, flap his ears.
One more peep out of you, pal, and you'll be looking for your flippin' ears.
Stand by to launch shuttle from main rocket.
10, 9, 8, 7.
With the separation of the shuttle, we are now on a journey never before undertaken by man. Hey up and thither. The crew are in a state of great anticipation.
We were all aware that this was an historic moment. What is it that man gets generation after generation?
Could it be Bruce Forsyth?
Forgive the intrusion, Captain, but have you seen what's on the exterior monitor?
A bowl of fruit and a picture of...
Captain, me and Geoffrey have just had a message from the tracking station at Pontefract. We've got to make a detour through the Milky Way.
Oh, yes, lovely!
Yes. Can we stop off and get 2 pints and a yoghurt?
Yes. We all noted with great satisfaction that the newcomer to our crew was making important scientific notes.
Dear Sinbad. I've never met such a bunch of no marks in all my life. I wish you were here, and I wish I was there, because I could murder a pint of lager. We must go, as we are just about to pass Mars, and we've all got to work less than play.
Forgive the intrusion, Captain.
I hope if he says that again, I'll go mad.
My perceptive hearing tells me that there are aliens outside the spacecraft.
Oh, Jeffrey, I'm frightened.
He's right. Emergency stations, emergency stations.
Oh, hang on, this will be the exciting bit. Happens every week on the telly.
Forgive the intrusion, Captain, but might I venture to suggest that we could be under attack from the evil menace itself?
You mean...
What's Sid Lovins' orchestra doing in the Enterprise?
I'm up to here with you, pal. Any more of that and you'll have your name down for a fat lip.
Hey, by gum, nubbert just and keep the gob shut. There's only one course of action I can take.
It's opening the door of the spacecraft.
Oh, Ernest, I'm terrified. What can I do?
I'd be on Specky's ears.
Look, I've warned you.
Look out. It's opening.
Hail to thee, friend. Are you a Klingon?
Nay, lad, I'm window cleaner. You owe me for 2 weeks.
Just ask him where the nearest alehouse is, will you?
Forgive the intrusion, Captain.
Why can't he just say, excuse me?
We're losing height.
Scotty, beam me sideways.
What on earth for?
I can't reach me corned beef sandwich.
Forgive the intrusion, Captain.
Oh, I don't think I can take much more of this.
We're losing power.
Somebody give me a reading.
Once upon a time, there was this scouse woman who got himself mixed up in a radio show.
Captain, we're out of control.
Why doesn't somebody press that red button?
Good idea. Ah, no, oh, Ecky, thumper, nubber, just.
What's happened?
I've got hot chocolate all down my space suit.
Forgive the intrusion, Captain. Well, I think I'll go get a video out.
I'll have to get help from Mission Control. Hey, up, Stevie, and shut the cake oil.
Why don't you try the international distress signal?
Brilliant. August Bank Holiday Monday. August Bank Holiday Monday.
It's May Day, you nutter.
Nobody ever tells me anything.
Oh, no. Hey. Oh, we're heading straight for the dreaded tunnel.
Nobody's ever entered the dreaded tunnel. Alter course.
I can't, Captain. Brace yourselves, everybody. Jeffrey, we're still alive.
I know, Ernest, I can't believe it.
The first spaceship in history to go through the dreaded tunnel.
But we're lost, like as not. Lost in space, by gum, and choose how. Hey, up. Nobody will ever find us.
Of course he will.
What do you know about it?
Well, it's the Maisie Tunnel. This is the pier, Ed, and here's an ale shop with made of a pint. I'll see you after that, lads.
I don't know, come with you. Come with you.
Right, if you're still switched on, you've been listening to Someone and the Grumbleweeds. Graham, Morris and Robin with the Grumbleweeds, and me, Paul Usher. Barry Grant and all that nutcase forever leaving Brookside to get mixed up with this lot, was Someone. The script was written by Eddie Braben and Mike Craig, and the show was rescued from disaster, spelled disaster. What a terrible joke that was, by the producer, Mike Craig. As for me, I'd just like to say to my one remaining fan, put the kettle on, man. I'll be home soon.